Hare Krishna. So now we are beginning the December 2008 annual goal workshop seminar, in which we are purposely focusing our attention on pleasing Lord Krishna, which is the goal of life. Without pleasing the Lord, any kind of activity in this world, even if it appears to be elaborately done, is known as shrama. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Definitely shrama. Shrama means labor for its own sake, without any tangible result, without a result that matters in eternal time. And it's definite that this is true. If without pleasing the Lord, shrama eva hi kevalam. Kevalam means definitely. Eva means certainly. So it's certain and definite that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our work, our activities are not useful. They're shrama. They're useless activities. So the goal of this seminar and workshop is to set goals. And goals in which we can improve our service in many different ways. I mean, there are unlimited ways to increase our service and ways that we can qualitatively improve. Devotional service is never stagnated, but it perpetually and eternally expands in quality and quantity. There's never a point at which the devotee becomes completely satiated and says, now I've reached the pinnacle. But we're perpetually students, and we go on forever increasing our service to the Lord. And there's in this, there is great happiness and ecstasy. It's useful, therefore, to think very deeply about how to do that. Because if I deliberately decide that I will increase my service, then every day, every minute actually becomes dynamic and exciting because I have a purpose. And I know that the purpose is eternally useful because I'm increasing my service to the Lord. I'm expanding. So today we're going to spend this time at the end of the year. It's also a good time of year to do this because there are certain times of the day, there are certain times of the year which are called sandhyas, which are demarcated. There's a transition going on. And even though it may not be completely astrological, the end of the Western calendar is one of those periods of time when it's a good idea to think about what I'm going to do in the next calendar year and how I'm going to improve my service. It's something we can measure. And this is absolutely within the realm of pure devotional service. As the Goswamis, Srinivasacharya sings, Sankhya Purvakanama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krito. Sankhya means that they're counting and deliberately planning their days, their weeks, their months, their year around pleasing Krishna. How many rounds to chant, how many shastras they'll study, how many devotees they'll serve, on and on. This is real happiness in life, actually, to fill the mind like this. This is part of the meaning of this verse and the fulfillment of the verse, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayana. How to engage the mind in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the verse in which he talks about practical service, and engaging the senses, engaging the mind in practical service. And by that, we become absorbed in Krishna. Our minds become absorbed, our senses become absorbed. So we should plan for it. And just as much as the CEOs and the planners for large corporations whose main interest is profit, they want to make a profit for the shareholders, they plan ahead very carefully. Right, Hansapriya? She's smiling. Everyone knows that a lot of planning goes on. And there, for those who are successful in so-called material life, this kind of planning goes on perpetually. So we use all the same ideas, the same techniques, and we focus our attention on ways that we can improve our devotional service. So that's what we're doing here today. Come together, for all the devotees here are obviously interested in advancing in devotional service. So we're going to have a discussion about goals and how they're important. We're going to talk amongst ourselves about setting goals. And as I'll repeat throughout the seminar, goal setting is not that difficult. Sometimes there's whole books written about it and talks about how to visualize and how to anchor and focus and things like that. But here's the essence of goal setting. Are you ready for the essence of goal setting? Decide, okay. Rusty Gananda, tell me when you're ready. So here it comes. If you don't take anything else home today from this, decide what you want and write it down. I'll say it again. Decide what you want and write it down. That's simple. Because there are a lot of things that we want, and we let them float around in our head and our mind and our heart for a long, long time before we actually grab onto them. But the process of deliberately writing them down means that they're beginning to manifest already. Everything in the universe comes about from a subtle plane into a gross plane. You can read about it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, about how the universe manifests from subtle energy, and then it becomes grosser and grosser and then manifests what we see here, creation of the three modes of material nature. So similarly, when we have some ideas for improving our devotional service, making our sadhana better, making our service to the devotees better, so on and so forth, when we think about it, when we have that impetus within our heart, the best time to do it is right when you're feeling it, when you have that strong feeling, when you're thinking, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to improve my japa, and write it down. Because then it's actually going from a feeling, from a thought, to the grosser level. It's manifest actually on paper. And this is how you build a skyscraper also. Skyscraper starts as an idea. People get together and they say, it would be nice to have everyone together in one big tall building, and then we can, be in the same place at the same time. And then they say, well, how are we going to do it? I don't know, let's sketch something out. And they say, well, here's what it would look like, this big, tall thing. And then now it's already starting to manifest. And then the ideas come in more and more, and they get written, and the blanks get filled in. And then, from there, it becomes grosser and grosser. Then you go get the materials and the planning. Everything takes place, and the building comes up. So the same thing in our life. Prabhupada talks about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything starts from sound vibration. And when we decide we have that impetus for increasing our service, and then we write it down, and we focus on it, and we plan for it, then on a regular daily basis, a regular monthly basis, a regular yearly basis, we can improve our service and become more fixed on the Lord. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. Our minds can be focused on how to serve him better. When I was in Vrindavan one year in Srila Prabhupada's room, this is after his disappearance, it's still there actually, you can go see. There's a little museum of all his personal effects. And one of the things I saw was a little notebook that he used to carry around with him. I carry something like that also wherever I go, have this little book always something like this, because when something comes to me, an idea, a thought, a goal, then I'm able to capture it, along with other things. But Prabhupada had a little book like this too. I got mine after I saw Prabhupada. Of course. Yeah, sure. Pens, I'll take them. Thank you. And I looked in that little book, Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada had a little notation in there about meeting the Queen of England. And some other notations I couldn't quite read because some of them were faded and things like that. But I realized Prabhupada was always thinking and planning and goal setting on how to expand the Sankirtan movement. He was thinking like that. So this is the main technique for expanding our service that we're talking about today. Is this kind of goal setting, is getting in the habit of planning to increase our service and then writing it down. And from there, we can actually implement. Here are some pencils, mechanical pencils, and also for those of you who don't have a notebook or something like that, I have these 4x6 cards. Pass those around. Does anyone else keep a little notebook when they carry around? Partha has one. Hold it up. You can see Partha's in the back. See him in the very back there? He's got that little notebook. Anybody else keep one? You have one? Okay. Keep a journal, notebook, anybody else? Rakshit Prabhu, where's yours? Keep it right there. Okay. All right. Anybody want to keep one who doesn't have one? Here. Had one extra. Oh, I'll bring you one later. I will. I'll bring you one if you want one. Sorry about that. I have lots of them. I inherited this neurotic tendency from my mother. We used to laugh about this because she collected notebooks all the time. It represents some kind of potential or something. Whenever I see a notebook, I always want to buy it and bring it home. And then I realize I have, as Nirkula just mentioned, I have drawers full of them. Oh, is that right? I have some of those too. Yeah. Do we have the microphones ready to circulate too? Okay. All right. So it's a good idea to have a notebook and carry it with you and keep your thoughts and ideas in it, because oftentimes what happens is these great ideas and plans and goals, you know, you'll think of them just at a time when it may be really inopportune time to do anything about it. But if somehow or other you can lock it in by writing it down, just put it on your notebook, then later you can come back and collect that and make some action steps towards making it happen. So that's a good idea. So that's the theme today, is really to come together with this purpose of goal setting and using it as a technique to increase our service and to please the Lord. And we'll start with a little kirtan, and then from there I have some quotations from Srila Prabhupada. We'll also go into some goal setting just today, where we can practice writing down some of the things that you already have in your mind that you want to do. And then we'll talk about some categories. It's nice to think about categories too, because we all have different areas of our life. Some of them are compartmentalized. They're different. Like you have your professional life at Cisco, and then you have your temple life, and you have your family life, and so on and so forth. Of course, for devotees, you know, they sort of merge together in a way, but in another way, they're separate, and they may have separate goals for those. There's also goals for health. This has come up a lot lately because we've found that devotees over time who are very eager to spread the Sankirtan movement have a tendency to just forget all about their health. And we used to think that was probably a badge of courage. I know when I was young, devotees would just sacrifice their whole body, you know, for the Sankirtan movement. Go out every day, never take a break. You know, exercise wasn't really thought of very highly. It was probably considered to be Maya back in the old days. You know, honestly, and a lot of devotees are paying for it now. You're all young, but when you start getting older, these kinds of things are important, and our body, after all, is an instrument to be used in Krishna service. So there's an area in which we should think about health goals, too. We need to have a balanced life. Kamasya nendriya pritir labu jivita yavata. Jivasya tatva jignasya narto yascheha karmabhi. Means that life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification, but we should live a healthy life, Bhagavatam says, balanced, but only so that we can inquire about the absolute truth. And so I'm saying this, that there's a category where we have to balance and take care of our health. We can't just, you know, give it all and not take time for our health. So that's a category. And then, of course, family, too. We talked about this at Gita Priya's birthday party. But it has to do with the fact that it takes time and work in married relationships to have balance and communication. And we have to take time for these things so that we can have a balanced life. So I'm saying there are many different categories and areas where we can make goals. And then within our spiritual practice, very exciting things like deciding ahead of time that you want to read certain books. And there's a way to do that through goal setting that it becomes very encouraging. A lot of you already have seen the chart, Be a Sage, page by page. Seen that? And I think we even sent it out as an attached file, right? It's still there online, available for everybody. We can send it out again if it's not there, if we can send it individually. But what it does is it breaks down all the different books, for instance, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you decided, you made a goal today that you want to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Who here has read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? One. Okay. So, two. Srivats has read the whole thing. And Chandra has read the whole thing. Okay, so now, say I haven't read the whole thing, but... Sure. Huh? And Guranga Kishore is raising his hand. Thank you, Guranga. If you want to read the whole Bhagavatam, there's a couple ways of looking at it. You can become overwhelmed and say, you know, it's so long and so many verses and I'll never get to it, therefore why try, you know. Or you could break it down and say, well, if I were going to complete it in 5 years, how many pages would I have to read every day? And if you look at it like that, it becomes altogether possible because it comes down to maybe only 15 pages a day or something like that. I'd have to recheck on the chart. But it's definitely something attainable we can look at. That's goal setting. That's an example of how you can become much more efficient. And you can decide, I'm going to read the whole Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita over a certain period of time. And as I said last night, we're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. Hare Krishna, nice to see you. We're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. So why not have a plan every day to make some progress? It makes every day a success because we made a little bit of progress towards our goal. And then, of course, there'll be times when we can do more, when you'll feel impetus and you have a break, or when you're traveling and you have time to read more. I'm talking about maybe, say, a goal of reading the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a good goal to have, right? I mean, how many people in the population have read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Who's aspiring for it, actually, to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Not many, and you are, yes. So, it's a good question to ask, you know, why aren't I aspiring to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? And there may be many different answers. One is that it seems overwhelming, I don't know how to do it, I don't have time, so many things like that. Through goal setting, we can make a plan and say, here's how I can do it. Or even if it takes 10 years, who cares? Or you know, you can even do it faster and say, you know, I'll read it in 1 month, like maybe Chandra does. I've heard rumors, Chandra. People are talking. So anyway, these are exciting things because then life becomes a dynamic experiment every day to see how I can move towards my goals. And the fact is, from the famous line from Alice in Wonderland, that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. You just wander. And we go from minute to minute, and there's no control of the mind in that case. But when you have a devotional goal and you're living a balanced life, then you can move ahead very swiftly, and it becomes exciting and dynamic. So those are some of the things we're going to talk about today. And then we can write some things down, pass out these cards for those of you who don't have books. And also, the card's a good idea anyway, because another thing about goals is, what can happen, is you can write them down and then throw them in the drawer, and then come around this time next year, you pull it out again and say, oh, that was a good idea. So too bad I didn't do it. But what I've found, one goal I made last year was that I would keep all my goals visible. That was my first goal, that any of the goals I made, I would make it visible. So by, you know, make your primary goals on something that you can move around, that you can take with you, or you can paste on your, you know, hang it from the bottom of your computer screen, or somewhere that where you're looking all the time to review it, because where attention goes, energy flows. And if your attention goes away from the goals and you're not thinking about them, your mind won't go towards them. But if you see them and you remember them regularly, then you'll go towards that. These are some of the ideas from that we're going to go over today. Does anybody have any comments so far? Okay. You want to grab a harmonium? Thank you. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtatarisha Tarine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatarisha Tarine. Namaste Saraswati Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Premanande Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharja Ashtotara Satashi Shimada Bhai Charanada Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharja Ashtotara Satashi Shimada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Anatta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premzika Ho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Garadha, Sri Vasari Govbhaktivrindi Ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogobina Shyamakunda Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Sri Mai Purnavadeep Dham Ki, Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki, Jamunamai Gangamai Ki, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Goprimanande. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Madatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanvitamscha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindabanishwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindobhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, first of all, we have a lot to be grateful for. The first of which is the association of the devotees. Our life is it's barren without devotee association, and it's Krishna's blessing to us to be in the association of devotees. Somehow we're born in a certain place, and there are kinds of events that take place in our life, but Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridasher Junatishtiti, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rujani Mayaya, that he's directing us from within the heart. And although I may think I'm moving myself around from here to there, actually the Lord's moving us. And he's moving everyone else around us in certain ways too. And for us to be in the association that we're in the place where we are, all from different parts of the world and, you know, with different kinds of backgrounds and agendas, it's amazing, actually. And to remember that constantly is a source of happiness, actually. To start there, to remember how we've been blessed with the association of devotees. And Ramananda Roy, of course, told Lord Chaitanya when he asked, what's the greatest suffering in the world? And Ramananda Roy said, I know of no other suffering except separation from the Vaishnavas. There is no other kind of suffering equal to that. It's like being in a dry desert. But wherever there's devotees, even if you are in the dry desert, you'll be happy, because the devotees carry Krishna within their hearts, and their goals are set towards going back to Godhead. And if we're around those kinds of devotees who are interested in going back to Godhead, then we'll also be perpetually interested in going back to Godhead. So that's one thing to be grateful for. Another thing is how beautiful Radha Madan Mohan looked today. Gaurang Kishore told me that he spent hours just making Krishna's turban during the program yesterday. He was there. And, you know, that kind of, this is what we're talking about in devotional service. You can spend hours making a turban. You can spend years learning how to make a turban. There's a seminar that I saw that Ramabhadra Prabhu from New York, who is an eternal, perpetual pujari, and he gives a seminar about how to make turbans. You know, you could spend your whole life, you could spend for eternity making turbans for the Lord, actually, and perfecting it. Just so. In fact, in the spiritual world, there are devotees that, you know, have one service, to make garlands or to dress the Lord or to get his flute ready for him or something like that. And just in that one service, there's eternal engagement that can always get better, and there's nuance to it. So there's no lack of areas to make goals, and it's all exciting. It's very exciting because it means you can decide. We're human beings, and we've come to the perfection of human life, which is to be in devotee association. And from there, we can decide, I would like to serve the Lord better. And from there, the Lord will give us from within the heart the impetus to do that. He'll give us all arrangement. And practically, as we see, we were reading last night from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He said, I'm practically blind, invalid, and my hands are shaking as I'm writing this. But somehow, I'm writing it. How? Because he was empowered by Krishna. So Krishna can empower us to do any kind of service for him if we simply have the desire and we're forward-looking. Prabhupada used to encourage devotees. In fact, this is the meaning of empowerment, that everyone has their individual impetus to serve Krishna. This is the meaning of ISV. It means individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And this is the atmosphere in which real devotional service takes place. It's not slavery. Well, some people call it divine slavery. But actually, it's the eternal impetus of the soul to serve Krishna more and more. And this is where the real juice, the real rasa in life is, to be situated in this and to realize the possibilities that I can increase my service. Isn't it exciting? To think about just the service of Sankirtan, how to increase Sankirtan. It's unlimited. Just in the Bay Area, just if we concentrated on San Jose, it would be unlimited. The different ways that we could do it and how we could make it better. And we've been doing that ever since we put our goal towards making Sankirtan better. That's all we've been doing practically. Other things are, still coming up different ways. But because we decided, because we made a goal together, that's what's been happening. And Krishna has given us so much resource and intelligence, and especially devotees have come here who specifically, that's all they want to do. And that's how it works. If we're eternal servitors, that's the best part of it. The devotees who are situated in this service mood and want to serve Krishna, in fact, in the spiritual world, they enjoy 10 million times more than Krishna does. That's why the Lord comes as Lord Chaitanya, because he wants to also experience what it's like to be a servitor. So, as far as yoga goes and controlling the mind and senses, the most practical way to do that is to be absorbed in this kind of forward-looking service, how to improve. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita commentary to 266, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. And I'd like to concentrate on the first part of this sentence. He says, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. So, having a goal, knowing where we're going and what our intention is, why we're going there, is very important. So, one example is in our chanting. When we're chanting japa, for instance, there's a huge difference in the quality of our japa between just grabbing the beads without much thought, sort of mechanically thinking, I just do this because sometime, long time ago, I made a vow and I just grab them and I mindlessly chant, or sitting down with a very specific prayer. We talked about this in the japa seminar that we did a while back. This is called solemnizing your sankalpa, that you have a specific purpose when you sit down. For instance, oh my Lord, there are some anartas in my heart that are blocking me from progressing in devotional service. As I'm chanting the Maha Mantra today, please help me remove these anartas from my heart. Then I begin, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if my mind and focus is on this goal, whatever it is, or if I'm thinking, I want to serve the devotees better, and I'm desiring to, please show me how to do this, or please put me in a position where I can do it better, or please send me some association that will help me. Anything. In fact, in the Bible it says, ask and you shall receive. So that's easy. That's an easy thing, right? We're the askers. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam ekobahunam yovididhati kaman. Means that eternally we exist, and eternally the Lord exists. We're tiny parts of the Lord, And he's the supplier. That's what he does. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyafamam Shantamprichiti. He's the enjoyer of all sacrifices. He's the proprietor of everything. He's the friend. He's a surit. And as a friend, he's always looking to our welfare and to simply to supply what we want. Prahlad Maharaj says, the only problem is that we're asking for the wrong things. You come to a desire tree and ask for an anvil to fall on your head, and you ask for the wrong thing. You come up, please, you know, let an anvil fall on my head. It's your fault you ask for an anvil to fall on your head. Don't ask for that. Ask for something better. So through association with devotees, through understanding Shastra, we can understand what's the best thing to ask for, and then we can ask for those things. This means setting our goal. So when we chant, this is the good place to begin. Always remember to ask the Lord how I can improve my service, how I can be a better servitor, etc. Does anybody have experience with that? We've talked about it before, that have you done it and at other times not done it and noticed the difference? Does anybody want to comment on that? Yes, Hansapriya. And we'll move the microphones really fast. Maybe we'll just have a policy to leave them on. How's that? Let's try that today. Instead of switching them off every time, just leave it on the whole time. Yeah, that's bad? Oh, it does. Okay. Sorry.
One time I was chanting actually for a month, and I decided that I'll focus on how I can appreciate and glorify in order to get rid of envy from my mind. And after that, I was chanting or reading or read some car bumper sticker or listen anything which is helping me to appreciate or get rid of envy. My mind will go catch that. So it was really helpful for me to focus on that.
Thank you very much. Very good example. Anybody else? Yes. First of all, we'd like to welcome Nitin. He's come all the way from Boston, and he's a very enthusiastic Sankirtan devotee and servitor in Boston, which is our sister temple. And we're so happy that he's here. Let's please welcome him, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Go ahead, Nitin. Sorry for that.
She's in the Boston Temple. She told me once that the more clearly you chant, the more service you get. So if you keep chanting, and if you're getting more and more service, that means you're improving your chanting.
Nice.
So that's something.
Thank you. Very nice. Anyone else? Yes.
Deepak. I made one resolution earlier to finish my rounds early in the morning. But because of the job, sometimes what happens is, I don't even do half of the round and there are emails or BlackBerry pinging in. One thing which I've experienced is the day I don't follow what I have resolved, the whole day goes back. Hmm. And subconsciously is always hurt that I have not done something which I am supposed to do. And it hurts a lot in that day. And if I do my rounds completely in the morning, I think it's just bliss rest of the day.
Nice point. Okay, please, Sukeshwari.
I just feel the same too. If I don't finish my rounds in the morning, I just feel that I just get the number done. I mean, everything else is just completion of the rounds. That's it. I just feel satisfied that I did my rounds, but I don't feel any connection if I don't do it in the morning.
And before chanting, have you had this experience of fixing your mind specifically on a goal as you're chanting?
I tried to do that. I remember after the March Japa workshop for a few days, I did it and it was so helpful. But, I personally feel that when I don't focus on it, focus on something and do it, it's, I just start forgetting that I was supposed to have a goal before I start chanting.
Right.
Because I think, I felt that maybe I should write down and put it in front of me, like in one place or just under the DTs where I can see it every day and then, you know, read it and then remember that, because I feel that it's so easy to just think about just finishing your rounds, just finishing your rounds, because you have a ton of things that you have to finish in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the point is to bring our attention back to this practice. So let's try it now. Those of you who don't have Japavis with you, we're going to fix our goal, our sankalpa, and then we're going to chant one round of japa together. Anybody needs japa beads, or do you have yours with you? Who needs some? Here's our stash of 1,000. Thank you very much. Anybody needs a set? We're going to chant one round together. Okay, he'll give it. So now, before you even get your beads, you can start thinking about this. What is the, make a goal before we chant this round, some way that you want to pray to the Holy Name to improve your service, and make a conscious prayer, and we'll be chanting, because the prayer is in this vocative form, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and write it down. That's a good idea. Everyone has a piece of paper? We have 4x6 cards. Piece of paper and a pen you need? There's some up here. Okay. Please write down, just search your heart for a place where you want to improve your service. Like Hansapriya Mataji had said, she was, how do I become free from envy? Please show me how to become free from envy within my heart. Or there may be some way that, you know, you want to be more enthusiastic, or you want to, you know, be a better servitor in some specific way. So just try this. Write it down. Make this your goal for chanting this one round, and we're going to fix our mind in this mood. Chant to the Lord from our heart to please help us with this way. And just imagine it like this. Prahlad Maharaj says, the Lord is a desire tree. He'll fulfill any desire you have. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Just now meditate on the fact that he'll fulfill any desire that you have. So write down what that desire for pure devotional service is. And then we're going to chant with that mood in mind. Did everybody write something down? Yeah. Okay, so let's chant together. Fix your mind on your intention first, and then chant the Maha Mantra as a prayer to the Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Go Premanande. So, actually, hang on to him for now. And so, one activity to do tonight or tomorrow, when you have time, is to go through Prabhupada's books and find a prayer by some great devotee and write it down. In other words, there are many, many prayers to the Lord asking him for pure devotional service or different kinds of service. So go down and find your own prayer, some prayer within the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, somewhere where a devotee is praying to the Lord for some kind of advancement in devotional service, and write that down. That's like homework or whatever you want to call it. Okay? Now, yes? He asked if you should do anything with it afterwards. Well, first of all, if you're attracted to it and you see it, then, you know, it'll be in your mind's eye anyway. But if you'd like to, it's a good idea, you know, put it on a separate card and carry it with you. You could, that's a good idea. You could do it for the next day for your japa. Meditate on that particular prayer. As an example, there's a prayer that I very much like from Rukmini. When she's praying to the Lord, she wrote in a letter for the Lord to please come rescue her. And she said that you know, if you don't rescue me, then I'll simply fast to death and perform all these austerities. And then maybe in my next life, then I'll have an opportunity. And this, the intensity and the mood of that prayer was so nice. I meditate on that prayer and I carry it around with me. So find some prayer. There's some prayers in the Shikshashtakam and other places. And these, every one of them is like a jewel, a gem, and it reflects this mood of pure devotional service. So this is the way to focus your mind on a goal when you're chanting. Pick up this mood of the great pure devotees and how they're chanting and praying like that. And then also emulate that. And when you feel inspired in your life, Prabhupada writes in one of the small books that we have about how the devotees should come before the Lord and they should say to him how they're being churned in a certain way by the material nature, and they can, you can reveal your heart to the Lord and say, you know, please help me. So that's an activity to perform. Now, Prabhupada writes that the mind should be trained so that it can always be thinking of doing good for others. One has to do good for others. That is Madhyama Adhikari. And so there are, as I said, different kinds of goals. And one way that you can, that one category of goals is what you're going to do for others, fixing your mind on doing good for others. Then another statement from Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj, actually Prabhupada asked the question to Giriraj Maharaj, how will the movement go on when I leave? And Giriraj Maharaj answered him saying that if we follow the principles and we're very sincere. And Prabhupada said, no, actually by intelligence and organization it will go on. So this has to do with practically, you know, a practical matter of how we're setting goals for advancing the Sankirtan movement and the, you know, the organization of Krishna consciousness requires goal setting. Other kinds of devotional goals, you might all know about Kalidas, the great devotee from Bengal, but he had a goal. Do you know what his goal was? That's right. He had a goal to take the remnants of every Vaishnav in Bengal. And I think he achieved it, according to the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he had a specific goal, and that's what he fixed his mind on, is doing that. So when we have goals, we have something that our mind can aim for, because it's natural that the mind is going to go for something. So you can direct it, and you can make your mind go in a certain way if you set the agenda, if you set what the goals are. And they help us to concentrate our time and effort. We know what to do. It's actually the best kind of time management, because if you know what you're trying to attain and where you're going, you'll naturally want to economize and use your time to reach your goal in the best way. So just by having a goal, there's more motivation, your persistence and your desire will be stronger. And some of the reasons that people don't set goals, do you have any of your own reasons at times when you don't set goals? Have you ever felt like, you know, you could have had a goal, but you didn't set a goal, and why didn't you? Laziness, that's one thing. You can just get out of the habit of it and not do it and think, well, maybe I'll do it another day, like procrastinate it or something like that, right? Is there other reasons why we don't set goals, Rakshit Prabhu?
Sometimes multiple tasks that are at hand. The pressures of attending to a number of different things like multitasking, and so it becomes difficult to set a goal on one particular thing.
Okay. Any other reasons why you don't set goals?
Discouragement. You set a goal in the past and you couldn't follow it.
Discouragement. You did it in the past and you think, oh, it doesn't work anyway. You were going to say? No, okay. Yes, Rasiko.
Attached to being where you are. Like thinking that I already have it, and if I tried harder, that would prove that I didn't have it.
It's like maybe like fear or something?
False ego.
False ego? Oh, yeah, that is false ego. Okay.
You become fatalist.
Okay. And you had one? Yes.
There is no practice of setting goals. Basically, like, you do not know.
You're not used to it. You're not practiced at it. Okay. Here are some of the reasons I set here. Then they go along. They're parallel with a lot of what you said. We don't have a good reason to set goals. That might be one thing. Some we might not know about it. It just might not be in our mind. We've never really heard about setting goals. Don't know how to do it. Fear is another thing. Because there's a lot of fear behind it. If I set a goal, what if I don't attain it or something like that? Busy or disorganized. Too busy sometimes to even stop. That's kind of like the one where the guy's cutting the tree with a dull axe and someone comes along and says, you know, why don't you stop for a minute and sharpen the axe? And he goes, I don't have time. You know, sometimes that happens. Just, you know, I could get up. I can't read something. If I get up and get my glasses, then I could read it, but I don't want to get up and get my glasses, so I just sit there and try to read it. And sometimes we feel overwhelmed. So to overcome these things, I like to simplify the whole process. And as I said at the beginning, if you don't take anything else home, take this one mantra home about how to set goals, and that is decide what you want and write it down. Can you repeat that one time?
Decide what you want and write it down.
If you do that, you're way ahead of where a lot of people are, because most people float around and they never make a goal. So if you decide what you want, that's a big thing, to decide what you want. And that's hard in and of itself sometimes, because there's a tendency to sort of go along in life and not decide. And what happens when you don't decide what you want? You'll drift. What else? Huh? You'll be unsteady? And you'll come down? You'll forget? And also, somebody else will decide for you. I mean, if you don't decide where you're going, someone else will decide, will make your agenda for you. So this is the power of goal setting. If you decide what you want and where you're going, then very likely you'll be able to go there and get that. So human beings have a built-in goal setting tendency anyway. You might have noticed this, but the mind, as soon as you have a problem to work on, it'll work on it even while you're sleeping. You know, it's problem solving all the time. So the idea is to have our agenda, our goals in front of us, and then all the time we'll be going in the right direction. Actually, that's not true. When we're going from one point to the next, it's too idealistic to say we'll be going in the right direction. And here's an example. When a plane is flying from San Francisco to New York, and it's technically going in a straight line, but actually what's happening is it's always pulling back towards the center. And that's why when you're driving a car, you know, you kind of drive like this, because you're pulling back towards the center. So you're actually in the straight line a very small percentage of the time, and most of the time you're pulling back towards it. But if you don't know where the center is, you don't know which way to pull. So the idea of setting goals and keeping clear where we're going is, then we'll know when we're off, and we can pull back towards it, and we can move in that direction. That's how we move forward. So let's do it. Let's write some things down, because this is very practical. It's a good time. We're all in this association. It's this time of the year. And now there's several kinds of goals. And what did you say, Sri Mas?
In front of the deities.
And we're in front of the deities, too. So special impetus to set goals. So here are a few ideas for different kinds of goals you can set. One kind of goal is called the 30-day goal. You write this down, because 30-day goals are very exciting. They're very powerful. And you get a whole new set of them every year. So you've got 12 opportunities to try this out next year of this very powerful system called 30-day goals. And what's good about 30-day goals is this, is that 30 days, you can practically tolerate anything for 30 days because you see the end of it coming. You know, you can perform some austerity or do something that you haven't done before in order to achieve it. Your mind has to be a little bit focused, and you can see the end. Let's say a cliche, you can see light at the end of the tunnel because you know the end is coming. But in 30 days, if you are persistent and consistent, over 30 days, you can achieve something extraordinary. You can start a new habit. You can really change the direction of your devotional life in 30 days. And so it's not an insignificant period of time. At the same time, it's short enough so that you can attain something without too much austerity of the mind. So in 30-day goals, this is one category, and then we're going to come back to it. Then, there, of course, there's longer periods of time, like 1 year, planning for 1 year, making years a goal over a year. What else would you say? Periods of time. Which one? Weekly goals. Then there's shorter time, like weekly goals, and then? Huh? Quarterly goals. Good. Lifetime goals, getting bigger. What else? Daily goals. Daily goals are powerful also. I mean, you know the old saying, seize the day? It's a good mantra because, you know, for devotional service, if you get up and you think, okay, today's a fresh day, I'm starting over, let me make this one count. And if you, how do you set goals? What's our mantra for the day? That if we forget everything else, okay, let's say it all together.
Decide what you want and write it down.
So if you have a daily goal, an hourly goal, you could do an hourly goal, right? Those are powerful. A momentary goal. No, I mean, how much can you do in a moment? You look at Maharaj Katvanga from the Srimad Bhagavatam when he was given the opportunity after fighting for the demigods. He said, okay, we'll give you anything you want within our power. What do you want? And he said, when am I going to die? That's what I want. And they said, you're going to die in about 1 minute. And he used that last minute to take shelter of Krishna. And that was his goal, 1 minute. So 1 minute goals, you can measure those too. You get a little timer and say, what can I do in 1 minute? You can do a lot. Yes. One word, one mantra at a time, making very short-term goals. So we can divide it up into all different periods of time, starting from one moment all the way up to lifetime goals, or we might even be planning beyond that, right? Young vapi smaran bhavam tajat yande kalevanam. A devotee from San Diego called me and said that in February he's going to come up here and do a seminar called The Final Journey, and it's all about dying. And how to prepare for dying, for the next life. And he invites attorneys who are estate planners, and he invites funeral directors. He's invited me to come speak, to talk about, how to think of Krishna at the time of death and how to prepare for the next life. So there's a goal. He said out of 5,000 people he sent it out to, only, about 80 or 90 usually come, because most people don't want to think about that goal. Oh, that'll never happen. But there it is. You see, it's a goal, and it's actually the goal of the Bhagavatam. Ante Narayana Smritihi. What's the goal? To remember Narayana at the time of death. What are all our goals aiming for? To remember Krishna when I leave this body. So these are different categories of goals that we can work on. Now let's talk about different compartments of our life, because this is another way to think about it, of how to set goals within different areas of your life. Let's name some very specific areas of our life that are different from the others. That's why they're called categories. Okay. Yes, Partha Prabhu. Could you pass the microphone back?
Just go back to your point about setting a time frame for goals. I know that in the Army, how we set up things is 30-day, 90-day, 6 months. And we have an end goal at 6 months, and we just backwards plan from the 6 months to get our goals for our 90 and 30 days. And it's pretty effective, because we actually map out exactly where we want to be at all points. And then at the 6 months, we have our ultimate goal of where we want to be at, as far as training or whatever we do. And the same thing I apply to Krishna consciousness. I have my 6 month goal, my 90-day goal, and my 30-day goal, and but they're all steps I go to accomplish that main goal at 90-day at a 6 months period. What I do.
And what's it called in military lingo?
Oh, we just have it. It's called a training cycle. So we just
training
have.
Let's put that down. So we don't use all this military lingo. Training cycle. How's your training cycle going? Thank you very much. So there it is, military, very efficient, well, used to be, organization, no, it still is, very efficient organization. It's vital that they plan ahead and they do things, in the correct way. So they use this technique. So we'll use it also in devotional service. We'll have training cycles. how to move ahead, right? We'll take the 6 months and move backwards from 90 days, 30 days, and then like that. Okay, now how about categories in our life? As an example, maybe we have, say, our temple life. And then maybe what are some other categories? Of course, with devotees, ultimately, you know, our whole thrust is towards pleasing Krishna. But what are some areas that we could compartmentalize?
Financial.
Okay, let's put that down. Your financial life. Now, that's not out of the realm of pure devotional service, is it? We're not Mayavadis. We don't say we don't touch money, right? In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that Vasudeva Datto was giving away all his money and he wasn't planning anything financially, he told Shivananda Sen to watch out for him. He said, you know, he's a surrendered Vaishnava, but he's, you know, he's not caring for any of his finances and he's going to be in trouble. So please look out for him and help him plan a little bit. So that's bona fide. Got to have balance, right? Srivas is on a roll here. What do you got else?
Professional.
Professional, okay. So your professional side. Who else has another one?
Health.
Health, that's a big one. Did Prabhupada take care of his health?
Yes.
Every day? What did he do? What else?
Regulated eating.
Massage? What else? Regulated eating. He was very meticulous about what he ate. It was very scientific. Yes? No, you please go ahead.
And I just wanted you guys to explain a little bit about the word professional.
What do you mean by professional? Microphone.
Is your job or any activity you are doing
this one.
To maintain yourself, is it satisfactory towards your Krishna consciousness, or do you want to change? Do you want to change a job, or just taking a stock of situation of what you're doing for your livelihood?
How's that? Okay. Any other categories? Family. Okay. Anything else? Huh?
Social.
What else?
Temple.
Yes?
Organizing
your schedule?
Time management, personal. That's another category.
Kind of a subcategory?
Yeah, time management for everything.
Sort of an overall type of thing? So far we have financial, professional, health, family, social. You called it temple? Or you say like your service? Anything else? Yeah, devotional service. That's what we mean by service, comma, devotional. Educational, okay. You might have a category, you know, in your life for augmenting your education that will lead to better service. Like Bhakti Leon, just recently he decided that he was going to, he's already a designer, but he made a goal that he was going to become good at website design. So off he went, and he started taking classes. That's educational. You can improve your devotional service. You know, say if you're talking to devotees all the time, and devotees need help and things like that, you might make a goal to study counseling a little bit, because there are ways that you can get better at that. Devotees need marriage counseling. They need, you know, regular, everyday kind of counseling. So that's going to education, right?
The category of education can be under professional for those who want to enhance their profession by taking some education, or for students, it's a class in itself. Just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you. Nirkula, what are we missing? Anything? Okay. Well, who else raised their hand? Yeah. Personal life. What do you mean by that? Okay. Relationships, kind of under social, family, that kind of thing. But personal life, I mean, that can be there too. There is a way in which, but you have to define it a little bit. Because you can make your own categories and decide, you know, what's in your life. And there might be a personal part of your life where you need some time just to, take a little time to reflect or to take time off, things like that. These are kind of personal type of things. You might need we call a sabbatical. Every profession, well, especially teachers and things, they have sabbaticals. Why do they do that? So they can back off a little bit and they can reflect on what they've done during their life and where they are, where they're going and things like that. This is kind of, you know, it's a general category, but you have to decide for yourself. It's totally valid. Somebody else had their hand up? Or was it you? You did.
I was just going to contribute to that. I was just saying that, like, your personal integrity, just, you know, improving on that. That
great. Personal integrity. This can be a very specific thing about, you might make a goal that, for instance, you know, there are ideas in the Bhagavad Gita about austerities of speech. And you'll say, I'm going to make a goal that my speech will be impeccable. Means that I won't criticize devotees. I won't talk prajalpa. Try it for 5 minutes. And you'll see that it's a lofty goal. Really, it is. It's very difficult, you know. So these are all possible. These are all possible. So these are some ideas of categories. We have some ideas of time frame, now categories. This is kind of the framework to work in. And now let's, who needs more cards or paper or anything like that? Does everyone have a pen, paper? Okay, there's some more cards up here for anybody who needs them. You need pen? Here's one pen. Doesn't work very well. This is defunct. There's a couple pens here. Here's some more. Grab enough paper so you're not limited. Enough cards. If you need more cards, don't limit yourself. Nitin, can I have one more card too? I got a lot of ideas here. Thank you very much. Okay, so now, be a little creative. You've got these ideas of different time frames, and you've also got different ideas of categories, right? I want you to meditate on it for a minute, what time frame you'd like to pick. You can mix and match. And which category you'd like to, what calls to you the most, which category you want to work on. And say, as an example, I'll say, for the next 30 days, I'm going to focus on my education. And therefore, my goal over the next 30 days, I just got a book from Amazon.com about counseling. So I'm going to, over the next 30 days, I'm going to review that entire, or read the entire book. That's my goal. 30-day goal, and it's very specific to this area of counseling. You're smiling, why? Yeah, you can expand outwards if you want. But for now, just pick one, a time frame, and then right after we write these, meditate on it, write it down, and then we're going to share it with somebody next to you just so you can talk about it and everyone can hear it. Yes, Nirkula?
Is it important to make your goal attainable?
Yes, let's talk about that. There's an acronym called SMART. And SMART goal means, what's the first part?
Specific,
yeah. It should be specific, then measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Those are the guidelines. So if it's, you know, if it's way off the charts, like I want to be a billionaire within the next, 10 seconds or something like that, then it's not a SMART goal. So keep in mind that it should be specific also. The more specific you make it also, the more interesting it is and the more attainable it is. And you measure it, and you should, make it in terms of measuring. Attainable means that you feel that you could actually reach that. What's the next one?
Realistic.
Is that what it is? Realistic and timely. Okay. Anything else?
Is it realistic?
It's not realistic. It's the same as... I can't remember what it is right now. Sorry for that.
Relevant.
It's relevance. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. So everyone, please take a minute. Actually, take 3 minutes. meditate on some area, some category of your life where you want to make an improvement, and then pick a period of time that that fits into, and write down your SMART goal. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely means that you write down the time. You say, by this such and such a date, 30 days hence, 90 days, 6 months, a year, by the end of my life, something like that. Okay? All right, go ahead.